What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Welcome into the first ever edition of Storytime from the Power Play Podcast, exclusively for our Patreon supporters. This week's guest is a current pro goalie who recently played for the Evansville Thunderbolts of the SPHL. He was also the former college roommate of our Travis Jake at Boston College. He is Brian Billett.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good time.
Cheeky, you got a haircut there.
Yeah, dude, 2 days ago. I needed it bad. Jerry York approved hair.
No, still too long.
Did you guys have
to get rid of the beard?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Was that a thing? Did you guys have to have short hair to play for him?
And no facial hair.
Wow.
That's why I grew my hair out and grew my facial hair after I graduated, because you're rebelling against Jerry.
The old New York Yankee style.
You guys gotta cut your hair short.
Yeah, it's like Johnny Damon going from the Sox. It's like, holy shit, I don't even know this guy.
Yeah, I remember the first time I got to Knoxville and you had a full beard and everything. Like, you had had it in the summers and stuff, but like, you had a full beard, and I was like, we ain't in college anymore, man.
No, that was the first thing to go.
I actually thought about it today, like, including Knoxville, we've been roommates like six times.
Shit.
Five times. Summers.
Yeah.
Road. Like on the
road. Yeah, fuck. That's a long time.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of Brian. It's actually, yeah, he was the first guy I met at BC. Me and him were roommates my first summer there. So, but,
So Brian, you're a goalie, right?
Yeah, I am.
Big, are you into the – I asked Jeeker's former coach was a goalie as well, and I asked him about pads and into the style and things like that. Are you into the goalie style like everyone else is?
You know, I used to be, and when you get to a four-letter league, it's just about trying to keep yourself safe as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
So I've been talking with the Warrior rep. He sent me all the new G5 stuff.
Nice.
And the new helmet, new pants, just so I'm all set for next year. Might get some pad wrap if I'm feeling crazy and
wow, Brian,
go to town on it. But yeah, I used to be like huge like into, I mean, I can find old pics of my gear. You know, I had like all gold Vons my senior year, basically.
Those were sick.
It was insane.
That's all.
You, my favorite ones, I think it was your sophomore year where you had the CCM ones.
That was my junior year.
That's where I do that. Yeah. Really nasty.
I saw them on Sideline Swap like a month ago.
Did you actually?
Yeah. Cynthia messaged the guy. Was like, do these pets say billet on them? He's like, yeah. He said, how'd you know? And she's like, oh, just a hunch. They were like $400. So I almost bought them just because it's like memorabilia, you know.
I did find, actually, that you bring that up. I did find, I want to say it was mid season this year, someone had my sticks from my senior year when I had that Malkin Pro Sucker. Remember?
Oh yeah.
And I found like the guy had like two of them on there, and I was like, hey, those are my sticks. And he's like, oh, do you want to buy them back? And I was like, no, I can't use Bauer anymore. But yeah, it's crazy the things you find on there. But
do you guys just have to get rid of your shit after the end of the season, or how does that work?
Where, college?
Yeah, college, pro,
no,
both.
College, you keep everything.
Yeah.
College.
Go ahead.
No, like college kept everything. Besides the pants, they didn't let us keep the pants, which was really strange.
And
then, I mean, for me in the SP, like, I've always obviously kept my gear, and I know like some teams don't even let you bring home like helmets or sticks or gloves, or they'll let you bring like two sticks and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even allowed more than 2-6 most of the time anyways.
Jacksonville bummed me out whenever I was there because the year that I left, when they switched from black to blue, so like that offseason, they went for my first year there, they were black. And then when I came back for camp, they were blue. So we all thought we were going to get like black pants, black helmet, like our gloves, like just keep everything. And they didn't let us have a single thing. Wow. I was like, come on. Like, you wouldn't even give us that.
Yeah.
This year I told Chuck, like, Chuck, I'm taking my stuff. Like, you're not touching it. He's like, yeah, okay. But it also depends on the equipment manager too, because like some equipment managers, if you give CADs like $20, they'll give you whatever you want. That's
true. Oh yeah.
I gave CADs $20 last year. He gave me pants, helmet, but he gave me pants and gloves.
Yeah. No CADs. Well, I mean CADs is also like, I mean, he's like a player basically. Like he CADs didn't give a shit.
Man. What team's that?
This is Knoxville. Yeah. So I went to high school with this kid. And he's a goalie. He was, you know, he played high school and was just kind of bumping around. And he was in Maine working on boats and working at a golf course mowing grass. And our equipment manager was the dad of our coach.
He was Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, like same voice, same glasses. And like, something happened like with his immigration and they were like, you better like go back to Canada or else you're done. And then there's like fallout with the management. And then they ended up, they're like, coach came to us, is like, boys, like, does anyone know like an equipment guy? Like, so I texted CADs and was like, hey, how do you want to be, you know, do you want to be a pro equipment manager? Cause he had been at Colgate and was sharpening skates there, just stuff. And sure enough, signed him the next day and CADs came down. And how long was he there? Like 2 years, maybe?
No, he was there for, so that would have been my first year. So yeah, so maybe a year and a half. And then, so how I know CADs was I was already up whenever he went to Knoxville. I was in Toledo, I think. And our equipment manager in Fayetteville, not this past year, but the year before, your year in Pensacola, he got a job. So he got a job with like, I guess at one point it was the Wizards, but now it's like the XFL team. Like all he cared about was like health insurance and like a salary, no matter what it was. So like he came into the locker room one day and was like, this guy's like, you remember that guy Ray Sterling? He used to be in Roanoke. I don't know if you know him or not. He's a real emotional guy. Like I had dinner with him one night, just took him out to dinner like early in the year. And he's like, started crying at dinner, like that kind of guy, like real, like, yeah. And he just was like, he came in one day, he's like, hey boys, I got a job in Washington with like the Wizards, I'm leaving. And I was like, okay. So we were all kind of taken aback. And then I remember like 2 days later, CADs came strolling in and I texted Bill and cause I had never met CADs, but I was like, guess who our new equipment manager is? He goes, who? I'm like, CADs. So CADs was with us. He's the man. I love CADs. But then he got a job like maybe 2 weeks before training camp this year. And he's like, see ya.
CADs was like, oh. CADs was the equipment manager that like he'd be more worried about what's in his fridge after games than like making sure guys had like ice for their ice baths.
Oh yeah.
Like, he'd have like Natty Light tall boys just ready to go, like never fancy, always just Bud Heavies or Natty Lights.
Yep. He called me this summer when he was still like signed on to come back with us, and he's like, hey, do you want to be roommates this year? And I was like, yeah, like that'd be cool, like whatever. He's like, it'll be great, man. Like, I'll give you money and you can just cook me food and take care of the dog whenever I'm at the rink and it'll be perfect. I was like, all right, like I could get behind that. And I was like, that's fine. But then Cookie told me he was coming back, so I ended up living with him. But yeah, dude, I still talk to Kaz every once in a while. He is like, if you had, especially for maybe not so much college, but for pro, that's like the prototypical, like, that's what I want in an equipment manager. He's the man. He'll give you whatever you want if you help him out in some way. Take care of the dog. Here's an extra stick. He gave me four sticks last year.
Just less like, budget, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure in college he would have hooked us up too, but like, it's just different. I don't know how to describe it, I guess. In college, you probably have to be – well, we didn't really have an equipment manager in college, so.
No, our hockey ops, like, guy who booked our hotels was also – the guy who sharpened our skate before games. So like, that's the thing to this day that I don't understand is that BC won 4 national championships with a guy who literally like Hag's nice guy, but like he didn't know how to sharpen skates. So like imagine like having someone who actually knows how to sharpen skates who like you could actually skate with the kind of guys over there like Kreider and Matheson, just, you know, good skaters. If you had a team that actually was skating on like all edges of their blades, how good like BC could have been.
And it's so funny that like as soon as we left, new locker room, new equipment manager, like,
well, they weren't going to waste it on my class. Like, I don't think even anyone from my class plays hockey anymore. Besides,
I was Spiro the last one
in the Dell too.
And Johnny.
Johnny Gaudreau. I can't forget.
Yeah. I was talking about it with somebody the one day this year. I was the only one besides Mike from my, unless you count Frank, but Frank was there for 3 weeks.
That's a good association to be with.
Yeah, I mean, me and Matheson and Vetrano. Yeah,
Frankie. Yeah, I like while Frankie was there. Like, Frankie
yeah,
was
dude,
a great
we
time.
would have been nasty if we had Frank. Oh, you know Frank Vetrano, Vinny?
Yeah. He plays.
Yeah, he
played for.
He's in Florida.
For Florida. Yeah,
he did play for Boston. Yeah,
I was gonna say, he played for Boston, and then he signed with Florida recently, right?
Yeah, he was with us for what, 3 weeks, Billet?
Yeah, it's like 3 weeks, and something went with the clearinghouse, some sort of issues. He ended up leaving and going to, where is he at? UMass.
He was at UMass for a year, yeah.
Yeah.
But our team, imagine our team the year we went to Philly, how sick we would have been if we had Frank on our team.
Well, I mean, so we had Demko and Nat, unbelievable. So we had Matheson, Johnny Santini, Kevin Hayes, Bill Arnold. I think we had what, 9 guys who have NHL games on that team.
Brownie was on that team.
Yeah,
Fitzy.
Yeah, he was.
That's unreal.
Stupid. Like,
our second line, our first line was Johnny Cavill. Our second line right now is like American League Fitzgerald, AHL, NHL Brownie. Kanj played American League. He played a whole year in the American League. Like, pretty good. That's pretty good.
We had Gilmore.
Yeah.
Chris Kalman.
Cal.
You know, just up and down the line, it was just stupid.
Just stars after stars.
I played 2 games that year. Played 2 games that year, yeah. 3 points.
I went on a 3-month winning streak heater, and then just got benched for the rest of the season from like January onward.
Oof.
No explanation or anything.
Oh, shit.
You played like 12 games before Christmas, and then it was just that's right. And then you went to World Juniors.
Yeah, so he's hurt you, at the World Juniors.
Because you played the Christmas games, right, in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you were a forward and you went bar down. And
I was a D.
And, this is the one weekend that, this is when I got my first shutout against Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Played them the first game. And Jeker gets in the lineup. He's were you a right winger?
No, I was D. I played D.
You're a D. Okay,
yeah,
that makes it even funnier.
Steve and Ian were at World Juniors.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is real early in the game. I mean, like less than 5 minutes in, probably.
Yeah, I heard some of that.
And sure enough, Jeker gets the puck, starts full speed ahead, coming down the side, just rips by their forwards, rips by their D. Backhand, like short upper side. 90 short side, just like literal NHL goal. It was probably the highlight of my career.
Just
seeing a guy that like deserved to play who never got to play, like actually, you know, capitalize on getting some playing time. Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And especially
that was
Pittsburgh
cool
too. Like,
yeah, that was,
I mean, where
that
you're
was
from
a Pittsburgh
and,
weekend. Yeah, yeah, my parents rented out a box. We had like all our family and stuff. My mom was crying and stuff. But the two funny parts about that goal, I have the picture still to this day. Billy's dad, remember Billy's dad would take pictures? Mm-hmm. Bill Arnold was one of our better players that year. His dad was like the photographer for our team. He'd come on road trips and stuff. And Johnny scored maybe like the shift before the same way. And then that he stayed on the ice. He passed me the puck, and I went down and did the same thing. And Billy's dad has a picture of like Johnny's goal, backhand over his glove up here, and then mine underneath it, the same exact thing. I was like, that's pretty cool to have. And then the best part about that, and I remember even when I was last time in Boston, I used to give Kev shit for it because it was like a 3-on-2 and I went by their D-man and I hear Kev drop. And I just didn't drop the puck.
Just looking off an NHL player.
If I didn't score that goal,
guy making $7 million a year.
Yeah, and I remember hearing Kev say drop, and I was just like, nah, I got the puck, but don't worry about it. And look, if I didn't score that goal, I probably to this day would never hear the end of that. No matter what the score was, like, I think we outscored that tournament like 13-1. I think we beat Penn State the next day like 8-1. Or something like that. Like that was an easy tournament for us. Kev dropped.
Yeah, got a nice trip to the casino in between games.
Yeah, Rivers baby. Rivers just opened yesterday.
Made my donation in about an hour and left.
Yeah.